Good day, friends. We are back with another devotional. I'm excited to share in today's one with you. And today I want to show you why it is important to renew our minds with the truth of the word and how that leads us to really experience the abundant life that Jesus has for us. In John chapter 14, verse 6, the Bible says, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And we see here that Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. So Jesus is not a way to the Father, he is the way and the only way to the Father and to salvation. But notice that Jesus is saying that he is the way, and not only the way, but also the truth and the life. And I believe the way there really represents us getting born again. We have to go through the way if we want to receive salvation and get born again and become new creations. And many people do that right by receiving Jesus into their lives, by receiving forgiveness, and then they become born again and they go through the way. But then they stop there. But Jesus didn't say that he was only the way, but he's also the truth. And see, as we renew our minds with the truth of the Word of God, the Bible says that we will become new persons according to Romans chapter 12. We will experience transformation. And then Jesus said that is also the life. See, it all starts with a way. It all starts with getting born again. But then as we renew our minds and as we focus on the truth, it will lead to us experiencing the abundant life that Jesus has for us. There are many people today, Christians, who are truly saved, truly children of God. They are going to go to heaven when they die, but they are still in bondage. And one of the reasons for that is because they haven't renewed their minds with the truth. They have stopped at the way. But we need to go through the truth as well if we want to experience the life that Jesus has for us. In John chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible also says that Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, that if they would abide in his word and continue in his word, they will know the truth and that the truth would set them free. And that is true for us today too. You know, we need to believe in Jesus, we need to go through the way, but as we abide in the word of God, as we renew our minds with the truth, that truth will set us free and that truth will lead to us experiencing the abundant life that God has for us. I hope that encourages you today and I hope that puts a desire in you to really spend time in God's word and to renew your mind with his truth and to really meditate on his wonderful promises and to allow that to set you free. Remember, Jesus has an abundant life for you and me. You are highly favored and deeply loved.